Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Higher than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a...
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
The mother. CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears are back on the practice field today as they prep for Sunday's game against Green Bay. But while the focus is on the Packers, Zach Miller and his health status, that remains on a lot of people's minds. And here's his coach, John Fox, updating us on Miller.
I think the plan is, again, you know, I'm not going to divulge every little detail, but things have gone really well, and I think they're getting pretty close to transporting them here to the Chicago area. I know he and his family are excited about that happening sooner rather than later.
And coming up tonight here on The Score, it's NFL football, Detroit at Green Bay. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. Also in football, wide receiver Josh Gordon, he will report to the Cleveland Browns tomorrow after getting reinstated by the league last week. He'll have to get back into football playing shape after being suspended for so long, and the plan is for him to play by week number 13. And in hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Thursday night when they play at Philadelphia. Today, Corey Crawford was named the NHL's number one star for the week as he posted back-to-back shutouts. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Making it sound like we're good. That's all. I'm done.
Thank you, David Schuster. David on updates today, along with Joe Ostrowski. Brian Gertz does the video stream every day, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tony Gill filled in for our man Rick Camp and did a fine job today. Fun to work with you, Tony. Thank you to Jay Zawoski for producing, as always. And I believe Shane Reardon helped out a little bit on some things. I could. It was Eli Hershkovich. That's who it was. He helped out on some things. Thank you to our guests today, Mark Lazarus. Mark Lazarus from the Sun-Times. And Jim Miller. Talked some football with him. Tomorrow on the show, three technique and other stuff.
That's right. Bernstein and Goff are here.
What's going, gentlemen?
We survived our Sunday without a Bears game. Our weekend without a Bears game.
I did more than survive and thrived.
Did you get to the pumpkin patch?
No. We're going to skip that this year.
Good for you.
But no, we got to hang out with the family and watched as much sports as I wanted to watch. You know, it's kind of like one of those regular fan diets instead of having the job diet. And what I took away from this weekend, gentlemen, is the reason, and that's why I think the Colin Kaepernick thing is so hilarious, because the reason why this league is terrible is because the people taking the center from snap are terrible.
Or the snap from center.
And the snap from center. I did say the center from snap. I'm all over the place.
That's the problem. That's what's ruining the league.
You're taking a center from
don't
the snap.
Don't even know what you're doing.
The snap doesn't want to give it to you.
They're awful.
The quarterbacks are terrible. Like, we keep holding on to this Brady, Breeze, Rodgers thing. But you look at some of the kids that are supposed to be where they're supposed to be, and then look at the middle tier guys.
Yeah, but the Carr was good last
night.
Look,
the Brock Osweiler, whatever that was perpetrated, between that and Tom Savage, if you just, and you look at those two teams' involvement in these quarterbacks, it's somehow.
Those are the teams that didn't need one.
Created this toxic quarterbacking stew.
But Eli Manning is toast. They got to move on from the Eli thing.
Think about how many guys you could say that about. Like Derek Carr was good last night. Derek Carr this season has been extremely average, and I'm factoring in the back injury. But Jameis Winston has not been good. Andrew Luck has been hurt. The golden era of quarterbacking, I think, was during my childhood, where you could look at every division and think, "Damn, there might be two Hall of Famers in this division." Seemingly, you know. And then I'll go back, and that might be anecdotally, but I. The reason why NBA basketball is awesome is because you can put the ball in an electric player's hands every time. The reason why NFL football is supposed to be better than college football is the difference in quarterbacking, that a quarterback should affect more in a game. And watching top to bottom, you got teams right now that are contending with average quarterbacks. You got a second-year guy in Carson Wentz who's not – rewriting the history books, but he is the MVP right now just because he makes a few plays a game. He's a very good quarterback.
This is the Alex Smith league,
dude,
right?
Right. Well, that's sucks. What they've done exactly.
It sucks, and that's not good though. I don't
with
know.
You.
I don't know if it's the cycle of the sport, and maybe 10 years from now, we remember how you used to talk about CPS and how there was no ball players in the city, and then all of a sudden you kept getting number one pick after number one pick after number one pick. Like that, well, maybe it's the cycle of quarterbacks.
What's happened is you're the draft of guys. I think we just had a bad run where the guys who are supposed to be in year 4, 5, and 6 right now, so their athletic prime starting a second contract,
right,
they've all busted out. The 2011 draft, the Cam draft, he's the only one, and he's super inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
The 2012 draft, that's the Andrew Luck RG3 draft.
However we got here.
Russell's still doing it.
The 2013 draft, the worst QB draft ever.
However we got here, Danny.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because of the drafting of, you know, E.J. Manuel and Sam Ponder and feeling like you have to take one instead of maybe taking one in the second or third round and letting them build on something more, or not putting as many expectations on them. Like Matt Stafford's career. Look at Matt Stafford's career. Matt Stafford has had a decent career.
Yeah.
Would you say that this is number one pick franchise changing career?
No, but he's good enough that if you built around him, you could win with Matt Stafford.
Well, how many years are we talking about?
Oh, they haven't done a good enough job building around him.
What I'm saying is the quarterbacks in the league. Like, football is in a very weird place where they're fighting all the fights that they're fighting off the field with seemingly two separate ends of the spectrum fighting at the same time, or whatever that issue is. You're fighting the concussion issue. You're fighting the safety of the game issue. And then when you get on the field, it's a lackluster product.
It's a quality of players. They're incentivizing safe plays, which is the Alex Smith point. Like, Alex Smith's first interception of the season was at the end of the game yesterday because they've incentivized you throwing the ball 2 yards in the air.
But you always did that with quarterbacks you ain't trust. That's the problem. You have too many guys that you don't trust in this league.
How many teams actually just let their quarterback go out there and with balls to the wall, just go ahead and do his thing.
Who's earned it? That's the question.
Well, Deshaun was allowed to do it for a while as a youngster. Just it handed the keys. Just go ahead and do it. I think the league is confused.
He didn't get the ball out the gate either.
I think right, but I think like offensive coordinators and our offensive coaches are a little bit in between because you've got all these athletic quarterbacks and they consistently are trying to mold them into what they think a pro still needs. Well,
otherwise, they're going to get killed.
Some of them do.
The 5-year window became a 3-year window. I remember when a coach had 5 years. And you figure this thing out in 5, and you're gone. Now it's 1.5, 2.
If things are really bad,
in 2, you're out of there. So, of course, that's going to happen. It's a perfect storm. But with baseball doing what it's doing with young players and energetic and vibrant players, players that can be allowed to be vibrant, the sport not stifling creativity and emotion, with baseball doing what it's doing, whether that's organic or whether it's planned, and with basketball being the sport where you've got 20 point guards who have the ball in their hand and you enjoy watching them every single night, the NFL's got to come with something. And the guy that has the ball every single snap, I can't watch these mundane-ass quarterbacks play ball and act like I like it.
Right, the game of the year was Deshaun against Russell Wilson, and they are just throwing the ball all over the field. It's 41-38.
Look at the money that Mike Glennon was paid simply because no one had seen him fail yet.
Right.
Think about how backwards that is. Backwards is that a league that seemingly, but when they sit down and talk about
Garoppolo is going to get franchised, and who knows how much he's
protecting. They always talk about protecting quarterbacks. The calls of the brush of a hand on a helmet that becomes a 15-yard drive sustaining personal foul. Everything that's being done, we must protect our quarterback. What are you protecting? You're protecting nothing anymore.
The top end, though, is worth protecting because if when you lose Brady for a season or you lose Rodgers for a season, it gets there, and it just sucks that Brock Osweiler benefits from the same type of call.
It just look how we define the top end, though. I mean, if you lose...
There's three guys or four guys that we keep saying the names over and over again.
Is Dak Prescott top end?
He's becoming it. And you know why he's becoming it? Because...
Is Brandon Wheaton, because we saw him?
Because he's good. Think about that. Like there was an era where Randall Cunningham was... I believe he was the co-MVP or MVP of the league.
When he was in Minnesota.
Yeah. No. Philly. Before he got hurt. And it was like, yeah, but he ain't Steve Young. He ain't John Elway. He ain't Dan Marino. You know, Jim Kelly's pretty good. Hey, anybody seeing what Warren Moon is doing? Like, we had like 9 Hall of Famers playing, 10 Hall of Famers playing at the same time. And then you expect me to grow up through that and then answer questions about Andy Dalton. Or watch.
But there was always James Love salty about Andy Dalton.
That's what I'm saying. The league is more Andy Dalton than it is Tom Brady. Like, there's more of that guy than there... And I
think that's anecdotal. I think it's always been that way.
Mm. Okay. I mean, you had bona fide players sitting on the bench, and guys couldn't wait to sign those guys when they got free because they were behind a Hall of Famer. Like, Steve Young had to wait his turn before he became a Hall of Famer. Right now, Steve Young would be the second or third best quarterback in the game. Like these, who's the guy that's waiting behind a great player right now? McCarron.
It was Jimmy Garoppolo.
In theory, it was Garoppolo.
You know what I'm saying?
It was Aaron Rodgers.
Right. It was Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Those are outliers.
A decade ago.
Yeah, and I mean, you top 10 in passing right now. Brady is 1. Breeze is 5.
You talking about rating?
I was just doing yards. How do you want it? You want it in rating? That's fine.
No, I'm asking.
That was the stack came up. Brady would be 2 if you do a rating. Brady is 2. Breeze is 3. Rodgers is 5. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Josh McCown is 10.
but that's a guy who was coaching high school.
No, for sure. I mean, Russell Wilson's 11. Matt Ryan was MVP. He's 13. And then you got a lot of young guys.
Danny, I said after week 2, like, yo, I can't wait to get to the NFL. And then 2 weeks in, I'm like, yo, this is kind of weird because I'm talking myself into liking this product. And yesterday, getting a chance with the bye week and saying, all right, let me sit down and see what's happening here. All right, because slowly but surely, I become more of a fan of college football and less of a fan of NFL football. And I'm still a bigger fan of NFL football than college football, if that makes any sense.
The gap is short. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And it's because the guys that are controlling the game that I love are average. And it's okay. Like it's bad quarterback play overall.
Yes. I agree, but it's I think that's also stylistically. And the reason I pointed out the 2011, 12, and 13 draft
So I think these young guys are good. Like, I think we just had a ton of events happening at the same time. The NFL's adopting college offenses. That takes some time.
Marcus Mariota's been average this year. Jameis Winston's been average this year. Derek Carr has been average this year.
Wentz, Goff, Deshaun,
You ready to go all in Jared Goff?
Not all in, but upside. Throwing the ball down the field.
He made some throws. I can dig it. He looks like he could be good.
Last year, we called him a bust.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm shocked he's good.
Look at what's happened with the premium placed on efficiency and the greater understanding of just how negative a play a turnover can be, whether it's a sack, fumble, or an interception.
It's the greatest outlier of victories.
Turnover, that sort of randomness, the possession with a kick.
Everybody's right. high-fiving for doing that.
It's almost like puck luck at this point, where those guys you talk about, and even before that, when you start talking about the glory era of quarterbacking, look how many interceptions they threw. There wasn't a stigma that those guys who were calling their own plays and swaggering, saying guys were allowed to just go out there and sling it. Some drives ended before. In interceptions. And now you're benched.
And did interceptions affect you in losing or winning any more or less back then? I mean, the other guy was going to throw too.
Exactly.
I'm legit asking.
Right. Like, the game was. You also weren't going to make 50 yard kicks. You know, that was the aspect of it was you were trying to put the ball in the end zone because, points. I mean, anything over 40 was a crapshoot.
I mean, Alex Smith is the third winningest quarterback in the last, like, decade because he doesn't throw interceptions.
Right. Brian Hoyer keeps getting jobs even though he sucks because he checks everything down.
All I know is Jay Fiedler wishes he was playing in this league.
That is true. The point of entry into this league is so much easier because Trevor Siemian's like, oh, just don't turn the ball over, throw it 4 yards.
The game being brought down a notch doesn't mean that
it's wide that, that average, of guys
should
play
be, average should be thought of as good. Like, we're grading on a curve here, kind of.
Right. I think that there are more guys who could play quarterback in this NFL than before.
Look at it!
Because, right.
Yes, I mean, the proof is right in front of you.
Hold on. What do you mean? Like, that can play it or can play it well?
No, no, they just can play.
Can get a job.
Yes.
Right. The gap between
20 and 50 is probably smaller than it's ever been. But the talent of some of these young guys, I think, is awesome. I love watching Carson Wentz play. I love watching Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. Like, to me, if that's the next crop, the guys who can kind of do everything and will eventually throw the ball down the field, I love it. But I hate the check down
stuff. And the position has never been coached more specifically from younger and younger ages. You know, we start talking about the hitting talent in baseball and how guys are learn to hit velocity at the high school level, learning to hit 95 when they're 16 years old. And these guys now playing 7-on-7 and understanding complicated offenses, and none of it seems to matter because by the time they're sitting in the NFL meeting room, it's don't throw it here, don't throw it there, what were you seeing?
We'll give you what you need along the way.
We're going to give you a levels look on a half of the field. And this is what you're going to throw. So everything else, you just do what I'm telling you to do and nothing more.
What we're talking about here, this is why I hate the handcuffs on Mitch, because it can get in your head.
It's going to break him, Speed. He's playing a man's game.
No.
And if you give him way too much.
Hey, man.
Tyrod Taylor has a 5-3 football team. I didn't think Tyrod Taylor would be 5-3 in the ACC.
That's how you learn.
You know, when you're teaching a kid to learn something, do you fall the hell down and then you'll learn to get up?
I'm going through a fall down thing with my fiance right now. She's I just want to put him in bubble wrap. I'm like, he's going to have to bust his head.
You bet.
Like, things are going to have to happen here. I have so many school pictures with big ass gashes in the middle of my head because guess what? I ran into things. I fell down. I learned. I can't touch that anymore.
Right.
It's hot. I'm not going to say that I'm going to let that happen to my baby, but the same thing is happening with these quarterbacks. And then guess what? You get to year 4 and you're 8-8. And your coach is out of there. So now you're on to your next offensive coordinator. Alex Smith had 5 offensive coordinators in his first 6 years. You know what? Alex Smith was getting a lot of people fired, but still, the continuity or lack thereof, it means something.
I still think Jason Campbell got screwed up. He had 6 in 6 years.
He had a decent year with the Washington Redskins, right?
Yeah. He looked like a completely normal replacement-level quarterback. Yeah. And when he got to Chicago, it's like he never played a game.
He was completely broken. He was terrified of doing anything wrong. And was just brutal.
I'm sorry, fellas. I watched that yesterday, and I was like, what the hell am I doing here acting like this is okay? Like, this is not okay. It doesn't taste good. The meal is sour.
I was looking forward to a Trubisky 20-interception season. I'm serious.
That's a reasonable stance.
And you tame the stallion as you go along?
100%. Right. That's the way Aikman did it. It's the way Manning did it. It's the way Favre did it. Freaking let the stallion run and then pull him back.
Do you share that level of want when it comes to Mitchell Trubisky? Can I ask you this? Is it your baseball backgrounds that influence that kind of thinking where it's let a guy struggle as much as you can in the minors and then bring him up? Because can baseball ideology be applied to other sports in that way?
Well, that's interesting because baseball is so used to...
Because I've had somebody say that to me about you, too, and I've been wanting to bring this up.
Well, because failure is such an inherent part of baseball that you better learn to deal with it or else you're going to suck no matter
Whereas
what.
Whereas in football, your ass is fired, and it has nothing to do with your minor league system.
Yeah, this isn't the kid that's going to be okay if everybody gets fired.
Football does not reward failure like baseball.
Right, and now with the importance of playing the kids, playing the young quarterbacks, and having them be part of winning situations, yeah, there should be a hell of a lot more leniency for youthful failure as they figure something out. But the economics work against it now, don't they?
Here's what you need to know, and that's why when Trubisky comes into an exhibition game and hands off 20 consecutive times or whatever that was.
Get the footwork down.
See, but that's,
I was at that game. I lost my mind.
That's criminal. That's criminal. That's an exhibition game.
That's what it's for.
It's an exhibition. He had never run the stretch play, Dan.
That's what this whole season should be.
Speaks, Dan. He had never run the stretch play. He had to get the footwork down and the lunge.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that to happen in week six against the Ravens.
When you're bellying the run out there.
Think about how counterintuitive it is.
What are these guys doing right now?
I mean, you're willing to trade up and draft this guy, even though he's played 13 games, because you're like, you know what? He's just got it.
He's better than everyone.
He's just got it.
I'm all in, guys. I'm just all in.
And the first couple of times you see him, you're like, oh, man, there it is. And now you're trying to coach him into something else? What the hell are you doing? You know guys who get on an improv stage and they're really funny at first and then they start thinking about it and they tighten up and they get a hell of a lot worse? Mm-hmm. They're in danger of doing that to him.
It's like the opposite of the Chris Farley stories where he just let himself go on stage in one of these things and everybody's like, ooh, more of that.
Yes.
Those are the best shows that we do.
And that's when you find stuff.
And he got all worried about trampling other performers. The other performers are like, no.
Keep going.
Yes, yeah, and. We'll dial back from that if we need to. Yeah.
What do you guys got today?
We got Zach Zabin in 2 o'clock hour, Eric at home, 4 o'clock hour, Rich Campbell, 5 o'clock hour. Some things along the way. I'm sure some things will pop up from this weekend, in sports and out of sports.
Yeah, we also, today, the qualifying offers are going to come in. The start of official baseball free agency is at 4 o'clock. Yep. So I imagine we'll have some news. I do have some information on some possible Cubs things that are being discussed, some names that are out there, some possible departures, some possible acquisitions. There's all kinds of things in the bloodstream there with a lot of people talking. And we're also going to give away a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff show with Terry Bors kicking off his book tour next week.
Sounds good. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
And 670 the score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score today. One of baseball's great careers may have ended on Friday. Derek Jeter's Miami Marlins opted to buy out Ichiro Suzuki's 2018 contract, meaning that Ichiro, who turned 44 2 weeks ago, may be at the end of the extraordinary journey that was his time in baseball. Ichiro didn't come to the major leagues until he arrived in Seattle 17 seasons ago at age 27. He already had 1,278 hits in Japan by then and added 3,080 in his 17 seasons in the U.S. He was Rookie of the Year and MVP in 2001 in Seattle. He stole 509 bases here, and in spite of declining numbers in his 40s, would retire with a .312 batting average and 10 gold gloves. Wow. I'm John Feinstein.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and check deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is
he's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. This one way he ran
calls
off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS. Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now, I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the NewRadio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. 51chicago.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyer.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Residential mortgage licensing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates at cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Watch right here. You're going to see Schuster right there.
Scoreboard update.
Andy's right here, too. It's 1:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back in Ryan Field under the lights Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Neither the Bulls or the Blackhawks, they're playing games today, but there's news regarding both teams. Let's start with the Bulls, who play at Toronto tomorrow, and today, Bobby Portis, he did practice with the team as his 8-game suspension is now over. Fred Hoiberg saying that Portis will come in off the bench at Toronto tomorrow night and back up Lowry Markkanen, and also forward David Nwaba. He'll be out 2 to 4 weeks with an injured ankle. As for the Blackhawks, they are off until Thursday night when they play at Philadelphia, but today Corey Crawford was named the NHL's number one star for the week after posting back-to-back shutouts. And in pro football tonight here on The Score, we'll have the Detroit-Green Bay game, the broadcast starting at 6:45. Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Start earning extra money now. Apply today at amazon.com/chicagojobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's backed by medical professionals everywhere. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
We are on until 6 on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Zach Zaidman will have info from Hallis Hall with the Bears back to work. Eric Edholm on the weekend of the NFL at 4, then Rich Campbell. Also talks football at 5. We have a ton of stuff to talk today because this is the start of Major League Baseball's free agency period in just 2.5 hours. We also will be giving away a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff show that features Terry Bors, as we're going to kick off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th. You have to be listening for a special Terry Bors sound effect. And then when you hear it, be caller number 6 to the contest line at 312-591-6700, and you will have the opportunity to attend, you and a friend. We're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com, you know, and there's also texting and the occasional wayward or intended sext at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. And we are on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. We have a website, bernsteinandgoffshow.com. That's where you can download the podcast after we upload those. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Also, Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. That's where you can watch the video stream that's brought to you by the fine folks and products at American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
I mean, Miles Brennan is more of a pure passer. There's no doubt about it. Edlin took a big on the last series. Remember? I wonder if he's a little bit stunned.
Under four to go.
He meant to say took a big hit.
And he said the S word?
Clearly. I mean, it is a no-doubter.
Edlin took a big on the last series.
Well, sometimes you got to move that so you can run up and down that field. Hey, I'm with it.
Sometimes a guy goes to the locker room, and I remember Moses Malone left a game once. At the middle of the game, Moses puts his hand up in the air like they call timeout, and he leaves and goes
straight to the locker room. Don't talk to the trainer.
Anybody? No, just everyone's like, what's wrong with Moses? What's up with Moses? Moses, what happened after the game? Are you okay? He goes, ain't no thing. Got a dump.
Yeah, Julius Peppers before halftime.
We're like, all right.
The Bears were on defense, and Julius Peppers would just walk to the back, and everybody's like, is he hurt? What's going on with Julius?
Why is he carrying the Wall Street Journal?
He's got a crossword puzzle. He's got the spray in his hand.
So, hey, you know, whatever happens, sometimes happens. The producer's Nick Shepkowski.
But a flag.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Offense number 86.
I was just kidding around.
Lee Smith.
15-yard penalty.
Did he say I was just kidding around?
Something like that.
That's a pretty good defense. I was just joking when I whacked him. He was goofing around with somebody he knew.
Right.
You know, that's what happens in the NFL. You end up knowing everybody. And that time, Lee Smith had somebody he knew on the other side of the ball, and he was kind of joking, and the official saw it as a dirty play.
I was just kidding around.
It was amazing. The guy jumped sideways into a dude like who's the two guys are standing still away from the plate,
like a little body slam.
Yeah, he jumps well, and his helmet touches the other guy's, like he's just messing with him, like dink. Right. And then he looks around, he's like, that flag can't be on me, and goes right. By the way, they threw 75 flags in that game last night. It was Lee Smith, the bearded one, the red beard of Lee Smith.
I'm just messing with this guy.
Yeah, like he goes, hey, man, think. And he messes with him. They're both smiling. And they're like, flag on the play.
Helmet to helmet contact. Right. I take that seriously.
Get him in the concussion protocol right now.
To the tent with you.
Right, it was amazing.
Wow. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
You know, he's taken that leadership role, grabbed it by the horn and told everybody in that position room, like, listen, this is what we got to do. These are our expectations. Nobody's even, you know, given us an opportunity. You know, yeah, we just lost a great player, but nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
Okay. First of all, if the leadership is grabbed by the horn, it is either a unicorn or a narwhal.
How about the? Is there a horned frog?
Is that a two?
It has no right. Yes. Doesn't it have?
No, it's got like little
two tiny, like double horns.
Yeah, little double horns.
So what, the only single horned,
the only single horned creature,
Flavor Flav, with the Viking helmet.
The only ones I can think of would be a narwhal. Or a unicorn.
Or an Ecknerwall. Herb Lawrence.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Herb Lawrence, by the way. Happy 39th to my man Herbie.
39 years of Herb.
Yeah. One more year left.
38 too many.
Oh, not getting a whole hell of a lot better.
Well,
you could toss that up.
Love you, Herbie.
Yeah, Kia, exactly. Cam Newton, this is for years.
Bomani Jones. Titanic has to keep going.
Bomani
Jones.
Nevertheless,
you know, the Titanic still has to go.
No, it doesn't. It could sink and Titanic, be one of the greatest American tragedies of all time.
It's actually probably the most known failure
metaphor.
Is that
an American tragedy?
Was it? Where exactly did it go down?
Well,
it left the port of New York. Right? Yeah, it left New York, right? So, yeah, it would be American.
It was headed to New York.
Right, from
England. Belfast. Wasn't
oh,
it?
Belfast.
Well, that's the joke when you go to Belfast. For any of you who've ever been there, they say, "Oh, that's where they built the Titanic." We always say it was fine when she left.
Okay. Rhinoceros. That's true. But don't they have a secondary horn behind the first one?
They have one on like the lip.
No, there's a smaller one. There's the main horn, and then there's like a secondary one behind it.
A little one. Yeah. Like their third eye is looking at you. No, Cam Newton for years has been doing this. He's butchered things for a
That's
long.
That's really bad, though.
Have you, Titanic?
Nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
Dude, he's been doing this for a while. Bomani Jones has detailed it on his shows. Cam's been getting snatched by the old cliche monster for a long, long time, and I'm fine with it. I'm here for the jokes when it comes to one young Cameron Newton. Have you ever seen how he types on Twitter and Instagram? It is weird. Is coded. There are numbers where there should be letters. He's made it a thing, and people want to type like him now, and they look equally as ridiculous. I'll show you during a commercial break.
Okay. Yeah, I have not seen how he does it on purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. So I've heard some stuff about some names that the Cubs might be looking around at. I'm getting the feeling that this is going to be an active Cubs offseason. One way or another.
When you say active, you think they're going to spend a lot of money on pitching?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I think they're going to have... When you say active, you're talking about number of moves or the size of the move?
Potentially both, but I think it's going to be the number of moves that are necessitated by their...
Because my guy Barry Rosner doesn't think they're going to go after Yu Darvish. I was watching Fox's Final Word last night with him and Hamp and Lou. And, yeah, I was checking him out, and he was talking about the free agency market for the Cubs and how, you know, he thinks they'll, you know, the Brandon Morrow stuff and some other things, but he doesn't think they're going to go crazy. They're going to go ham like $180, $210 million pitcher.
They know better than that. But there are some possibilities out there.
They know better.
I think so. No. Because one of their...
Is Jake going to come down on his years? Jake come down to four, they'll be okay with that?
I don't think so. I think he ends up... We'll talk about that.
I saw $28 million.
All right, we'll save it for the other side. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. You got the score.
Tonight, it's an NFC North showdown when the Lions head to Green Bay to battle it out with the Packers on Monday Night Football. Hear all the action live on the score. Our coverage starts at 6:45 on Sports Radio 670.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared semi-annual event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared semi-annual event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Radio.com presents Gamer Tag Radio.
Gamer Tag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join host Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamer Tag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. Mm-hmm. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
3,000.
Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hey, Chicagoland!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I certainly think we have, you know, major league talent to move in certain areas if we're able to find the right deal. We also have plenty of prospects left available to trade, maybe not headline guys, but there's certainly trades to be made without touching our big league team if we want to. But I think, you know, our approach is we're going to pursue all avenues to get better.
I don't think that should surprise anybody, but some of the names, there's a couple things that I've heard are going on right now. One, and this is completely pie in the sky, I think, on their part, but it should not surprise you to know that the Cubs are more than entertaining any creative way of getting out from under the Jason Hayward mistake, because it appears to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And they love the guy, and they know what a valuable defensive player and base runner and clubhouse guy he is. But at some point, if you're trying to break a logjam, you're going to have to make room for somebody else. And it would involve swallowing almost all of that deal. But they're certainly listening. I would doubt that they find something palatable, but I know it is on their wish list to try to unwind that particular move.
Eat money, probably have to give something up going with them.
Whatever, yeah. As long as it's not onerous, that there might just be some value and some relief from that, what is now clearly a troubled asset.
Package him and Hap.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, didn't the Dodgers package a bunch of people when they wanted to send the Josh Beckett contract?
It's been done before.
Boston to Miami, right? Or Miami to Boston?
Yeah, that kind of thing has been done before. And I remember talking.
You say, hey, we'll give you this nice piece if you eat Carl Crawford's
right
money.
We'll grease this for you. I remember talking
to the Dodgers,
to Rick Hahn about it at one point. And it's similar to like a governmental troubled asset relief program. You know, we're going to take care of this, but there's, you know, we get this and this as far as the investments go, see if we can actually get a return on it. Right. Now, they're also interested in, and this comes in no surprise, in Alex Cobb. And Alex Cobb being a guy who knows Jim Hickey well, and look, you read about it over the weekend if you read those pieces in the Tribune about coach speak, and Alex Cobb would be a possibility as a rotational piece, but there's injury concerns. There's durability concerns.
High hopes for him coming up the Atlanta farm system. I remember when he made his way onto the major league stage.
And staying there for another possibility, another name, a guy who's under contract through 2022.
It's my guy Lance Lynn?
Chris Archer. who apparently would
trade for that.
So, I'm told would be yes. That would be your splashy trade that would involve one of your guys moving to make room for
buy in
something like that. Yep, right.
You probably have to go higher than Ian though. It probably have to be Addison. Shorter.
Well, don't be surprised if Russell's name comes up too.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Sure is.
It's a hard position to replace.
Sure
with
is.
The way he plays it.
Sure is. He is a brilliant defender.
I'd have to tell Javi it's been real. We appreciate you. Now go enjoy Tampa.
Okay. What about Kyle?
There's still a place for that kind of power. I'm sorry.
It's called the American League.
Right. It's Terrell, though. No, I understand. Can you give up on 30 home runs no matter how rich you are?
30 power-wise? Doesn't mean what it used to mean.
I can dig it, but it's still 30 in the pot, though. Still 30 in the pot, though. I got much enjoyment out of the jokes that were made at Kyle Schwarber's expense this season because, hey, I'm here for the jokes. Everybody's here for the seriousness. More times than not, I'm here for the jokes. But you talking about both of those guys? You talking about Kyle and somebody?
No, not necessarily. I'm just throwing names out there. If they ask
for Kyle Schwarber for Chris Archer, I'd have to think about it.
Okay, you should.
I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather, though. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Now I've done it.
What's wrong?
The narwhal people are mad at me.
Who are the narwhal people?
The narwhal people, because I mentioned
narwhal people.
And the Indian rhinoceros people say that particular species of rhino does only have the single horn, so we would have to include them there. All right, fine. But this says the narwhal doesn't have a horn at all. It is a tooth. The right tooth doesn't grow very much. The left tooth grows to 10 feet long and pushes through the animal's upper lip. All right.
I mentioned the lip.
Yeah, well, it looks like a horn. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I didn't know it was a tooth.
I didn't know it was a tooth. It's a tusk.
Well, this is what happens, Dan.
I know.
You're the know everything guy.
And you start wading into some of these waters where the narwhals
lurk.
Any
waters.
Yeah, look.
I stay away from the waters.
Fine. So
single
horned animals, mm-hmm. The only one that we can now have that clearly exists is the Indian rhinoceros. And
I don't know what that accomplished, though.
I'm helping Cam Newton as they're trying to grab the leadership by the horn.
There are many people that you should try to help. Cam Newton should not be one of them. He is done. He is no longer invited to the family barbecues. He is out.
That's too bad. With that in mind, Rudy says, I don't care if Cam Newton screws up every quote. Actually, completing a pass would be nice. And says, Jay, you are right. The league blows.
Yes!
After 4.5 hours of football on Sunday, my wife caught me staring at my soup, talking to myself, saying, why in the hell didn't you just learn how to throw a 5-yard swing pass?
It could have
made so much more money.
It's awful. It's awful. And the good has turned into average. Like, we're okay with Ben Roethlisberger because of the name. You've seen Ben Roethlisberger play. He didn't play this weekend, but you've seen him lately? Like, this dude has been telling people he wanted to quit for 2 years.
Yeah, and then he even said something like, I don't think I have it anymore.
Right!
And nobody cares that he's right.
At all, because it's Big Ben, and it's Pittsburgh, and you're supposed to love it because he's Al Pacino in football pads screaming at you, and you're supposed to love him because you once loved him, but you shouldn't love him anymore.
You're comparing him to late career Pacino.
Just saying, brother. He's 6-2 in this league right now, by the way.
Yeah,
with his 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
When you realize that screaming Pacino is the same guy that played Michael Corleone. That subtle
where he had a couple of angry, emotional moments.
Yeah, but only
wasn't the whole movie where he was screaming at you.
Yeah.
Still a classic in the community and one of the most overrated movies of all time. It's Scarface. I think he tapped into something there.
Still never seen it.
Really?
Because not interested.
I don't know how I feel about you now.
Why?
Well, I know how I feel about you, but
You would love it because it's so bad.
Really?
It is. Yeah, it's it awful. It's not but I kind of love it.
Dude, my uncle watched that movie every day for like a couple of years straight. Like every day.
It's not as bad as The Room, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. I haven't even seen The Room, and I won't even go there with you because of what you told me about it.
I will say The Room is probably more endearing than Scarface is, I would say, as far as the value of it being so bad.
Tanny's going to get kicked out of hip-hop now.
Tanny's
going to have some people to answer to.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. What are your thoughts as we begin officially the baseball hot stove season in just a couple hours? The qualifying offer news is rolling in.
Who are you willing to give up if they have to give up somebody for Chris Archer or some pitching? Because this team's going to need to fill a couple of slots.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This week, the history of sports. Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive and retired from the Lakers this week in 1991. This week in 1994, the Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets when the United Center in Chicago opened. The Supersonics beat the Lakers when the Key Arena opened this week in 1995. Also this week in 95, Art Modell officially announced that the Cleveland Browns were moving to Baltimore. And this week in 1996, Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter was the unanimous choice of Rookie of the Year.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowdsourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out.